Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The secret to catching prize-worthy fish? Fishing like a local. Jonas Knox here with Fishing Booker. The valuable knowledge of a local guide can turn a fishing trip of no bites into the best catch of the day. Go to fishingbooker.com to discover thousands of local fishing charters from all around the world and create your perfect angling adventure with their easy-to-use online booking system. Visit fishingbooker.com and book your trip today. Fishing Booker. Fishing trips made easy.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Pirelli tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Hey! Thanks for listening to the Two Pros and a Cup of Joe podcast with Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox, and myself, LeVar Arrington. Make sure you catch us live weekdays 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern or 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. You can find your local station for the Two Pros and a Cup of Joe show over at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Yeah, Two Pros and a Cup of Joe, Fox Sports Radio, LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox with you here on FSR. You can hang out with us as always on the iHeartRadio app. You can find us on hundreds of Fox Sports Radio affiliates and wherever the hell you are, making us a part of your Friday morning. We appreciate you doing so. We're going to take you all the way up until 9 a.m. Eastern Time, 6 o'clock Pacific, right here on FSR. Lots of conversation, a lot of controversy, some stats being given out. We had a system. Unfortunately, we couldn't provide all the stats necessary for Brady Quinn, who was very demanding of lead to lap. I hate when those system errors go down like that. So they're just a rough transition here on a Friday.
Those system errors.
Yeah, just system errors.
Do we want to go back to the tease that you didn't pay off?
Please do.
Yeah, I want to hear the story.
How do you want to set this up? Because I don't want to air anybody out.
It's not complicated. Okay. I mean, we're not airing anyone out. Right. It's not my fault yesterday you used the last name of someone. But, yeah, it's an unwritten rule. Okay, honor amongst thieves. We can use first names, no last names. That's fair.
Okay, right? Fair enough.
It's like if LeVar was referring to Michael, I know he means Michael Jordan, but we're obviously not going to use his last name. We'll just, you know, LeVar will refer to him as Michael.
Okay, what about nicknames? Like the Meat Wagon. If somebody had a nickname,
the Meat Wagon.
All right.
Yeah, okay. The Meat Wagon's fine. Right. Or an alternative name that, you know, maybe, for example, if you were in a money match playing golf, and you've been walking with a caddy for the past 2 days at a really nice golf resort, and the caddy thought your name was Tom the entire time, as opposed to Pat. Like, you can then call him, you know, a version of his real name using Tom as the first name.
That's not real. That
That's
happened.
100% real. Yeah.
So, I'm confused.
Okay.
Well, it's
I was
not
with
that
you
confusing.
With the first one, but then I don't know Pat.
Well, so Pat, otherwise referred to as Tom, because we had played at this point 36 holes, and we're into our last 18 holes, and we're obviously, you know, gambling, playing for money, and as, you know, Pat, or otherwise referred, you know, as Pat lines up for the putt,
yes,
his caddy's giving him advice on the line, And, I mean, usually those rounds are 4.5, you know, hours, right? So you're looking at probably at least 9 hours together coming into this day. And we're on, what, 16, 17? So that's another 3 hours. You spent 12 hours walking with a guy that you're kind of getting to know. And he says, all right, Tom, you could do it. You could do it. He's like, here's the line. And we're all, like, looking around thinking, who the hell? And I thought he called him Tom the hole before, but I wasn't sure. And, of course, he yanks the putt, loses money, subsequently walks to the next tee, is so frustrated, like, taken back by the fact that he missed the putt and lost money. And this guy thinks his name is Tom, so he really hasn't made an impression on him whatsoever. He literally gets up to the tee and whiffs the ball, like barely touches it. Really. I digress. This same individual, though, now has got into a rhythm of going to get pedicures, like, which I have nothing. I have no you know, issue with you know, guys getting a mani or a pedi or whatever. I guess it's not really well talked about, but that's like a Thursday weekly ritual now. Which with a couple of friends of mine, I'm like, all right, well, yeah. Cool. It looks like it's fun. It's like a nice time.
What else are they
doing? Totally lost.
What else are they doing?
Who is Pat? Who is Tom? And what is Tom? And what is Pat doing over there while Tom is whiffing?
Pat and Tom are one of the same.
Yeah.
Right. So, I kind of get it, but I don't.
We're using code names here. So Pat and an individual whose nickname is the Meat Wagon.
Those are two separate people.
Yeah, those are two separate
those
people.
Those are two separate people. Okay.
They are fine individuals, good dudes. I've met them.
Great dudes.
Were you there at this during this situation that Q just explained?
No,
you're sitting there like, and I can hear like the chagrin in your voice while you're speaking, and it's just like kind of like, were you there with Tom and Pat?
I'll put it this way, LeVar, you will meet them when you come to the charity golf outing this year.
Yeah,
all right.
You will meet them, so you'll get a sense of it.
Okay,
but like Jonas has been with them before through some shenanigans, so he kind of understands what he's getting himself into.
Yeah, okay. And so they apparently this is a tradition where they get together and they get their toenails worked on.
Yeah, it started off that only one of my friends was doing it and not telling us. Because we were like, why can't we ever see you on a Thursday? And he's like, well, he likes to go get a pedicure and have a nice glass of wine. So once we found this out, my other buddy Pat was like, I'll join in. Like, why not take part of these festivities? So now it's a weekly deal where they meet up, they go get pedicures, and they have a nice glass of wine.
It's just amazing. Yeah. And I thought it was a joke. And I have seen proof it's not a joke at all.
Wow.
And
good for them. You got it. It's the little thing.
Here's why. First of all, I will never ever get a pedicure because I have I got issues with my feet. They're just
you got BO issues.
No, it's not even that at all. My feet hurt. Like they hurt because I've got, you know, injuries and crap going
plantar
on
fasciitis.
There. Not even the plantar. It's the turf toe. My left one's banged up.
Was that from sprints?
True story. I got, you know, the old trick where you get behind somebody on your knee. Keep it clean here.
Okay
keep
Jesus.
It clean. Keep
Whoa.
It clean. All right, just hear me out. All right, don't. Okay, behind.
Whoa.
Behind.
Keep, Whoa! Right. On your knees
so,
and behind.
So you get
Whoa.
Down as if you're taking a knee like Tebow praying, and then. And then you have, for ladies out there, this is
oh my god,
this is what guys do. All right, for ladies out there,
he shoved it.
Thank you, Cody. I want you to go strike out in the postseason again. All right, so you get down, you pretend like you're tying your shoe, and you have somebody shove another person over
Whoa.
Your back while you're behind them. That's
Whoa.
Like it's an old gag,
Boss.
Not that big of a deal. We tried to do it. We were drunk. And the way the guy landed on my foot, it popped my big toe out of socket. And
oh my god!
Yeah, so there's
How long
that.
Ago was this?
This is like
the most graphic story I've ever
well
heard
over
in my
a
life.
Decade ago. Like well over a decade
and
ago.
And you're still dealing with it.
Yeah, it's problems.
Oh my gosh.
I'm glad you said well over a decade, LeVar, because I feel like that's pretty immature. Like, that was something that I don't think I've seen someone do since high school.
Probably. Agreed. Yeah. It was not the nicest thing in the world. But yeah, that's part of the reason why I would never have my toes worked on. They hurt, and it just feels uncomfortable.
Wow,
what a
traumatic experience!
It is.
Why
do you got to judge me, LeVar? Just because you have pretty feet and you can wear flip flops in the studio?
I do have good feet.
Yeah,
it's surprisingly
he does.
A deal.
Yeah,
you know? Rex Ryan would agree.
Yeah.
Man,
Rex Ryan.
But
would
I don't know about getting on my knees and from behind.
Well, listen,
all this stuff. I just don't know about all of that.
You've never done that before, to where you pretend like you're tying your shoes, and then you have your buddy shove your other buddy over you while you're tying your shoes. It's like the oldest trick in the book. Who hasn't done that?
I've seen it in movies.
All right,
that might be a cultural thing, then.
What is that supposed to mean?
I'm just saying.
I mean,
it could be.
But what are you saying?
What's that supposed to mean? I've never seen that around where I grew up.
Thank you. Thank you for that.
I gladly accept that one there.
All right. You want no part of the entire
process.
I
remember guys getting on their knees and letting the homie run on their back to dunk a ball. You know, I recall those.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, you know, I didn't need any help dunking a basketball.
Or to hop a fence, you know, jump on, use their back. They're on their knee. Hit that back and jump over the fence.
Not even touching that. Won't do it. Now, LeVar, have you
Go ahead. Touch on that one.
No, I don't want to.
Expand on that
like
one. Let's expand on this one.
I don't want to expand on that
one. Yeah.
Now, LeVar.
Might not make it to your car tonight, player.
Are you talking to your ass?
Talking to yours.
LeVar,
okay.
Have you had a pedicure?
So, yes, I've gotten a pedicure before. I'm not a fan of pampering myself or doing anything like that. What are you doing, Jonas?
I know. I was adjusting the mic.
Okay. Yeah. You're making noises there.
Look, like, you can see me. I'm right next to you. I was adjusting the mic.
Don't have any type of, like, fantasies about me getting a pedicure, bro. Like, relax.
I'm just asking a question here.
Start squirming around. All right. So here was my experience, all right? So I go in and I'm getting it, and I'm surprised nobody jumped on that. You're better than me, because I was ready to get my own self. So they were pushing my cuticles back, and then they started clipping them, and the lady clipped it back so far that my toe started bleeding. I was like,
gosh, that's it.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Wrap this up.
Yeah.
No more.
That'll do it.
They were like, not finished. I was like, so what? I'll pay for it. I'll be in the car. I knew I shouldn't have came here. You bought me here. Why?
Yeah.
Why did you bring me
that'll
here?
That'll do it. Yeah, that's it.
And by the way.
And I've never gone back.
And that'll be our wrap up of the NBA playoffs.
Yes, it will. It definitely will.
Too far back.
As Marcus Smart returns from a foot sprain to produce a great performance there. But you know what though?
Too much for Miami with all of them on there, man.
You want to know why it's justified to go get your feet worked on? At least they were drinking. Or at least they had some booze in them.
They were. Right, yeah.
So you release a lot of toxins through the bottoms of your feet, man.
I've heard
like
that.
I do know that. Yeah, I mean, it's like a deal. Like, you put your feet.
Think about how toxic your shoes and socks are, then.
Good point.
Yeah, well, you think about it. If you do it too often, that's why they start to stink, I would assume.
Does everybody wear slides when they shower in the NFL? Just because of the fungus potentially
on the
floor?
No, there's some dudes who definitely don't.
Yeah. The Neanderthals, I call them.
Oh, that is filthy.
Yeah.
All right. It is two pros and a cup of Joe here at Fox Sports Radio. Brought to you by Discover with prices.
Get tough!
With prices soaring at the pump. Discover has your back with cash back. Use Discover to earn 5% cash back at gas stations and Target now through June on up to $1,500 in purchases when you activate. Learn more at discover.com/rewards. Limitations apply. All right. So coming up next, we are going to hear a response. Somebody has decided to clarify some statements, maybe apologize, although not really. You'll hear from them yourself right here on FSR.
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern. 3 a.m. Pacific. On Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox and O'Reilly Auto Parts. Come on, you know, O'Reilly, who are in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. For example, I needed to get my alternator checked. Guess where I went last night? I went to O'Reilly. Of course I did. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. And the team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free, just like they did for me, in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find just the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you'll find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts are knowledgeable, helpful, and best of all, they're friendly. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto, do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at O'ReillyAuto.com/2Pros. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/2Pros. Hey, it's Jonas Knox. It's halftime and the scoreboard is not looking good. You're feeling low, not sure you can pull out a win. That's when you dig deep, lift your head up, and say to yourself, time to get back in the game, pull off some bank heists, and take as much of my friend's money as I possibly can. That's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do. Play on countless dynamic Monopoly boards. Make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball, charge other players rent for your iconic properties. You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. So get back out there, put on your game face, and download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store or Google Play.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Kumho tires. Shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Kumho test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Two Pros and a Cup of Joe, Fox Sports Radio, LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox with you here on FSR. Coming up later on this hour, we are going to have another edition of Over-Unders as we look ahead to a busy weekend in the world of sports and beyond. So we will get to that here a little over 20 minutes from now. Are we planning on doing, you guys want to do these Preakness picks? LeVar, I know big ponies fan. You want to do a... Now, are we going to actually make educated guesses or just pick from a hat? Like, what do you think? I'll draw from a hat.
I'll do from a hat. I don't care.
What about you, LeVar?
I'm going to make an educated guess.
Come on. Here. Why can't you play along with us?
Okay. I'm going to play with y'all.
All right, good.
Get ready.
By the way.
I'm surprised nobody jumped on that. I've been giving y'all layups. Go ahead.
Should we?
yeah, that's what I was talking about.
Yeah, that was LeVar earlier. should we take notice of the alternates? Because last time we tried to do this, one of the alternates who was an 80-1 jumped up and stole the Kentucky Derby, and we all got screwed. So do we know who the alternates are, Lee? Is that unaware? Lee's working on that, Brady. He is efforting the list of alternates for the Preakness coming up tomorrow.
So good luck with that.
We should... Yeah, unbelievable.
What?
All right, so...
He's talking about the races.
It is... Brady's just... his impatience for technology. I mean, these are technological errors. We're not, you know, doing this here. I mean, Lee's doing the best he can. These Wi-Fi crashes. I mean, he can't control that.
I mean, so you're really asking me the alternates for the race. I'll find it.
Yeah.
See, Brady? Thing is that Lee was not looking for it. That Lee's response says that he was not looking. Like, you really want me to do that? I'm Lee DeLac, Jonas's person.
It. Come on.
I'm just saying.
We're a team here.
Yeah, that's what I just said.
So LeVar, you LeVar, you were saying last hour on the subject of the Jimbo Fisher Nick Saban feud that people you've talked to are not happy with Nick Saban, might have done some damage. I mean,
I think it's done some damage.
All right, you want to hear Nick Saban's apology, or I don't even know if you want to call it an apology, the kind of sort of apology from Nick Saban. He was on off campus and had this to say last night about his comments and Jimbo Fisher's reactions.
You know, I should have never really singled anybody out. You know, that was a mistake, and I really apologize for that part of it. I really wasn't saying that anybody did anything illegal in using name, image, and likeness. I didn't say that. That was something that was assumed by what I said, which is not really what I meant, nor was it what I said. So there's nothing illegal about doing this. It's the system that allows you to do it, and that's the issue that I have. Well, I don't think NIL in its original form or what people wanted it to be is really an issue at all. I think collectives are the issue.
So there it is. I mean, all is forgiven. I mean, I think we're good.
So can we go back and play the initial sound of Nick Saban and what he said that ticked off Jimbo Fisher? Because... like I remember like hearing it a number of times now. I don't know that he did make any direct accusations outside of just stating that they paid for the players that signed there, which again, we have to understand that this is new territory, right? Like NIL became legal back in the summer of 2021. And so it obviously impacted that 2022 class, most of which the big dogs sign early. And so they actually sign and are there like the end of 2021, even though it's technically a 2022 class. So it's interesting to see what he said and the contrast, because I kind of see both sides of this. Like, he may not have directly accused anyone of wrongdoing. And I do think his intent at that particular speech was more, we need to start doing this. Like, we haven't done this, but we're going to need to start doing this if something doesn't change. And I don't think it's going to change. Because if you think about it, at least as the rule was before, he could utilize winning championships, pumping kids in the NFL. For the past 14 years, Alabama's had a number one or a first-round draft pick, I should say. But they, every other year, have been playing or winning a national championship, especially since the college football playoff. So he's been able to utilize that to his advantage, where if anyone accused him of cheating, he would say, why do I need to cheat? My program, he says it. My program's impeccable. You know, he's down there with his, Coke sitting up there talking to everyone going, I don't need to hear this. Like, I walk into someone's door and they think championship, first round NFL. That's what they see when they look at me. That's what they see when they see that Alabama logo. That's what he's been able to basically tout forever. But the second NIL, once that became a part of the conversation and people figured out ways to create it, to make it above board, you then found yourself in the scenario going, maybe these kids would actually just rather take the short-term money or payout and what's promised to them when they get there, however it was orchestrated, as opposed to what I'm offering. And so if this is going to continue to be the case, like, we need to do that. I mean, that was more the genesis of what this was, what started this whole thing. But it didn't sound like it was a sound apology either way.
We do have the initial sound from Saban on Wednesday night.
We were second in recruiting last year. A&M was first. A&M bought every player on their team, made a deal for name, image, and likeness. All right, we didn't buy one player. All right, but I don't know if we're going to be able to sustain that in the future because more and more people are doing it.
Okay, let me ask you this.
So now it looks accusatory because of the way the NCAA has changed the guidelines. Like, they're trying to stop inducement. Nick Saban says, look, the collectives are the issue. The collectives aren't the issue as far as how they're set up. It's depending on how they operate. If they're inducing kids who are in high school, if they're inducing kids like Jordan Addison, who, oh, by the way, shocking folks, he's decided to go to Southern Cal.
No.
Like Pat Narduzzi didn't break that after he called Lincoln Riley and accused him of tampering. But the reality is, it's the collectives and the adults in the room who are inducing these kids. That's the issue. It's not the idea of a NIL collective in and of itself.
So Texas A&M had 8 5-stars this class?
Correct. And they had like 8 5-stars the 8 years prior.
Okay. Do you guys think, I'm not saying all of these kids are guilty of this. I'm not saying that this is
for
all 8.
Not guilty of anything.
Well, but I guess not. Guilty is not the right word. But I'm not saying that this is the case for all of them. But do you guys believe that had Texas A&M not had the NIL offerings to give to these kids, that do you think all of them would have still chosen to go to Texas A&M? Because I don't.
You can find that. You can find that reasoning for every single school, bro.
I know.
You can find that reasoning for every single school.
But I don't think Nick Saban was lying.
No, but here's the difference. Here's the difference. Is not every school can pitch what Nick Saban can. Not every school. I mean, they're the only school to have 4 years straight of first round draft picks, to have the highest conversion rate of 5-star players to first round draft picks. There's no other school that can tout that. They've got a 50% conversion rate, meaning if you're a 5-star, you go to Alabama, you got a 50% shot of becoming a first round pick. That is what the data shows.
Now,
well, that's been the case over the past decade.
Yes, but when he got there, that team wasn't on that level, and we don't know why his recruiting classes turned into what they turned into. And he has a history of success,
right?
And he won at LSU. He won at Michigan State.
Yeah,
but again, if you start to peel back the layers, you can ask that same question about every program and every coach at some point in time. So the reality of it is that I think the idea of what Jimbo Fisher was so bothered about is, it's like, don't take this, like, it seemingly, which I agree, he was asking for support. And it just was a misstep in terms of something being able to get out there and come across as something totally, out of context,
LeVar,
in a way.
If you're talking to a group of Penn State boosters, because I've done this, like I've been at paid speeches or different things, you're going to say things that tend to be more entertainment driven. You're going to say things that tend to play to the room more. That's just how it is, right? No different than Brian Kelly first speaking at LSU. He's speaking a Southern accent.
Family.
He's trying to play to the crowd.
I ain't done winning.
But isn't that part
winning
of it?
Yet.
Like I think I would blame the Alabama boosters, A, for not stepping up and having more of a collective or doing more in the first place, so Nick's not complaining about it. But B, whoever posted that, it's like, that's on you. That's friendly fire to me, because those are supposed to be intimate circles where it shouldn't be the case, where if he's making that sort of comment or he's being honest with that room, those people aren't circulating and putting it out there publicly.
I've been said that technology is taking the world to hell.
Like,
its way.
Totally agree. And, look at Tariq Cohn.
I mean, I just don't, in those intimate settings, there are a lot of things that are said that could be misinterpreted for certain. But nonetheless, it happened. And it's damaged him. I'm just being honest. Like, from what I can gather, it's a damaging moment. And I don't know if there is going to be a blowback in terms of if it impacts, kids wanting to go there. But what I will say is that once parents start to get offended, and that's the biggest thing here, I think, with what came out, when you have somebody come. And listen, when Deion responded to it, because you're talking about a lot of influential figures that could come under the scrutiny of what was said by Saban. When you have guys like Deion come out and say, look, I don't have a problem with him, you know, and he wasn't talking to me. He was talking to the boosters. Deion actually put it back in context when speaking of what Saban had said and what people thought that he was actually insinuating, or what some may have thought was accusing people of it, which was, I need your support. I don't know that we can continue on without buying these athletes. But with that being said, I think the offense came when you're talking about, again, we so many times look at players not being humanized in some cases. I think that parents were offended in the sense that it dehumanized the idea of these players are being bought. And whether people
are they? By the way, are the parents like here's what I can't stand about this entire argument is everyone's complicit. Like the reality is, like, we're acting like the 17, 18 year old kid is making that decision. He's not. He
and
has plenty of
it's
plenty
the
of people helping. It's the parents.
It's the parents. It's the parents that are making these decisions. And whether complicit, whether compliant, whether above board, below board, it still comes down
overboard.
To the overboard.
Great
under
movie.
It was a pretty good movie.
Awesome.
Goldie Hawn, baby.
Gosh, she's a fox.
Yeah.
She still looks good.
Yeah.
Does she? I haven't seen her in a
while.
I don't know. But anyway, I'm
Pro.
Easily a 4-star.
Who said Sheryl Crow doesn't look good anymore?
Petros, but then he walked off that. I Google searched after that? I think she still looks good.
She's okay?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Okay.
Well, I would just be, I'm curious to see, because now when you shine a light, yeah, I'm not going to go there, but when you shine a light on things, things tend to scurry.
They
get out of the way, because it's now seen, and you don't want to be seen, and people don't like feeling as though you're talking directly to them about what's going on. And so you start to make different decisions. You start to adjust. You start to adapt.
Money's always going to dehumanize, though, right? Like that's the reality. Is like we have NFL players who – they'll be like, or you know, in basketball, whatever is professional sport, they get hurt and people like will cheer. Also, their stuff. It's like, yeah, dude, that's what happens. You want to know why? Because people who are making maybe a hundredth of what that athlete is making are in the stands, and they're not rooting for you to win. They have invested interest elsewhere, and they maybe don't like their day job, or maybe they don't like their life. Like they're gonna be. They're going to dehumanize you. And whether that's right, wrong, or indifferent, it's the arena of sports. Like,
sure.
And in this case, we're not even talking about on-the-field stuff. We're talking about recruiting and everything else that's going on. So I've said this once, and I'll continually say it, and it's going to go this way until it happens. One of two things is going to push this moving forward where you're going to get more guidelines or governance, however you want to describe it. It's either going to be through lawsuits – because that's always been how there's been made progress with things like this. That's why we're at this juncture with name, image, and likeness, a 9-0 Supreme Court decision. So it's either going to be through lawsuits and helping to provide more direction, depending on if the NCAA steps in or a state or someone else tries to step in and clarify things, or you're looking at potentially Power 5 or maybe all, you know, FBS Division I football programs breaking away from those institutions and creating within football their own kind of league. And that's going to be more kind of pay-for-play type, almost like a minor league, if you will.
It's Two Pros and a Cup of Joe here on Fox Sports Radio. We are going to have some over-unders coming up in about 10 minutes from now, but it is time. We are going to do something. You talk about having an education in horse racing. I mean, Brady Quinn, once a horse owner, he owned a horse named Five-Legged Freddy back in the day. And LeVar Arrington. What do you mean? Isn't that the name of the horse? I thought that was the name of the horse.
No.
LeVar Arrington, who won Horse Name or Horsecraft yesterday. And so we're going to draw names names from a hat. The Preakness at Pimlico in Baltimore is this weekend coming up on Saturday. And so instead of trying to actually do some research on this, we are just going to draw names from a hat. So I believe Edmund Garcia, he is the only honest member of this show that is trustworthy enough to walk around.
Am I coming in there first with you, Jonas?
No, I'll go last. Listen, I will go last. So Eddie, you want to go first since you're the honest one here? I mean, do you want to just draw a name and we see what we got?
What does that even mean?
He's honest. Honest Eddie.
Jeez. Sure, I'll go first.
All right, go
there's only nine horses, by the way, so we have pretty good odds that somebody's going to actually get a winner, I think. All right. I have drawn early voting, 7-2.
All right.
Early voting.
Wow. Look at that. Political season, early voting.
Let me get in the other room here.
Maybe it's a sign. All right. And so we'll play by play. Eddie Garcia now walking into the other studio, which is always a dicey proposition depending on what Lee ate the night before.
Can we go back to why Eddie's doing this? Because he's honestly the only trusted one.
Yes.
The affiliations apparently are too strong between Jonas and Lee to let Lee the lap.
That is not true. That is
100% true.
Listen,
I'm still looking up alternates, is why I can't go around.
Was that passive aggressive?
Yeah. Are we going to get that in hour four?
Jay move right there by Lee. It was a real Jay response.
So Birdo is reaching into Eddie's hat. Leave it alone, Labar. And he is pulling a name from the hat. What do we got, Birdo?
Secret Oath.
Ooh. Love a good secret.
That's a good one.
Yeah, love a good secret.
That's like the type of horse, when you go down the paddocks, you look in the eyes, it, like, it's life-changing.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
What was it, the movie Let It Ride, one of the great horse racing movies?
Yeah. I thought it was like Two for the Money. Or was that just about Matthew McConaughey having a gambling addiction?
Let It Ride. That is a good point. All right, Lee, what did you pull, Lee?
I'm probably going to mispronounce this.
Yes.
Is it Armagnac or Armagnac? Armagnac at 12-1?
I'm not looking at it.
It's a seven horse.
Yeah.
It's a seven horse. Who cares? All right, so I am going to... it is my turn to reach into the hat. Oh, no. LeVar, you've got...
There's a ball bag in there.
LeVar, you've got long arms. LeVar, just reach into Eddie's hat right now.
All right, here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go.
I said the hat, LeVar.
Here we go, here we go, here we go, here we go.
Stop playing pocket pool. Let's go.
You got it, LeVar?
There we go. Right. Creative minister!
LeVar, we actually, it's funny and all, but you actually pulled Happy Jack, which is appropriate.
Whatever.
30-1, the six horse for LeVar. Brady,
what was the last one called? Red Strike? Was it like 80-1?
Rich Strike. Rich Strike. 80-1.
Oh.
Also known as...
But I like Creative Minister better.
Rich Strike, better known as Lance Armstrong. Brady, you want to reach into the hat here and go ahead? All right, so he's going to reach all the way over.
All right.
What an
Jonas,
honor.
I'm going to hold it up to you. You surprised me. Yeah. Tell me. All right, here we go.
Okay.
What is it?
Opening my eyes. Creative Minister, 10-1.
You're so whack. So you're going to take the one that I like, huh?
What? This is
what? I picked that out of a hat.
Very interesting.
I picked this out of a hat.
I see what's going on here.
I had no part in this, okay?
All right.
There was a ball bag in there.
You ready for this? Simplification, 6-1. That is my horse. So there it is.
Jonas gets the favorite.
I mean,
yeah, of course it is, Jonas.
Eddie. That was I on the up and up?
Epicenter. That was my accidental pull out of the
Roberto,
hat.
Roberto, hit the button. Hit the button.
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
Racist.
Pulling out the favorite. Yeah. You and your white privilege.
Oh my God.
There you
racist.
First of all,
call him out.
Okay,
I just got accused of white privilege.
You call him a J. Knox, Dub P. J. Knox.
Yeah. W. P.
J. Knox.
Dodging golf balls out there in Thousand Oaks.
A guy who didn't know he was Italian until 2 weeks ago. I just got called white privilege here.
Look, did you hear that aggression come out right there?
Yeah, that wasn't even passive.
Did you hear that Jonas aggression come out? All right.
All right.
Don't be getting on my grandma. All right, we're trying to fact check this back and figure out where the Italian genes came in there. Okay?
All right. Well.
All right. My grandma's got a lot of explaining.
Jonas said he's Italian.
Well, if you need those answers, by the way, if you need those answers, Lee should have them by next hour. So if you need any answers,
he's still searching.
He is
Yes.
Lee still right. searches.
It so is, we had three horses that were not selected. Very disappointed that Skippy Longstocking did not
get
picked.
What a bummer.
Fenwick and Epicenter.
Yeah, Epicenter.
Yeah,
favorite.
So those three horses will go 1, 2, 3 probably.
Basically. Yeah. All right. So there it is. That is our coverage of the Preakness here on Fox Sports Radio. Coming up next, another edition of Over-Unders. We will take a look ahead to the weekend in sports and beyond. It's yours right here on FSR.
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific.
Mic check. Mic check.
If you want exclusive insight from the biggest names in the sports game, what's good? This is national champion and former pro baller Chris Johnson. And let me tell you a little bit about my new series, KJ Live.
KJ Live is the only show featuring me going one-on-one with the brightest basketball minds on the planet to get the real.
And when I say real, I mean that real. I got legendary Hall of Famers, elite coaches, and the top basketball insiders bringing you a unique perspective on all things hoops culture that you will not find anywhere else.
To make your next move your best move.
And tap in with me on KJ Live, wherever you get your podcast from.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox and O'Reilly Auto Parts. Come on, you know, O'Reilly, who are in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. For example, I needed to get my alternator checked. Guess where I went last night? I went to O'Reilly. Of course I did. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. And the team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free, just like they did for me, in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find just the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you'll find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts are knowledgeable, helpful, and best of all, they're friendly. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto, do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at O'ReillyAuto.com/2Pros. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/2Pros. Hey, it's Jonas Knox. It's halftime and the scoreboard is not looking good. You're feeling low, not sure you can pull out a win. That's when you dig deep, lift your head up, and say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists and take as much of my friend's money as I possibly can. That's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone anytime with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do. Play on countless dynamic Monopoly boards. Make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball, charge other players rent for your iconic properties. You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. So get back out there, put on your game face, and download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store or Google Play.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Firestone tires. Shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Firestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Two pros and a cup of Joe, Fox Sports Radio. LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox with you here on FSR. Coming up top of next hour, a little preview, a look ahead to all of a sudden the best game of the season in the world of football. We'll have that for you here on FSR. Before we get to over-unders, want to let you know if you're a valued customer, you deserve a simple gesture of appreciation from your credit card company. And that's why Discover matches all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations apply.
Time to put your money where your mouth is.
I have been losing.
You know you're a lying, low-life gambling degenerate.
It's over under.
All right, lead the lap. What do we got?
You guys, no need for a recap of last week because it was a three-way tie, so we'll just jump right into this week. Wins by over 10 points in the NBA this weekend. Every game in this round of the series in the Western and Eastern Conference Finals has been over 10 points blowouts. Number of wins by over 10 points, 2.5.
Under.
How many games are there?
3.
Under. Over. No, that'd be all of them. Yeah. No,
3. Under. So what are they?
I think it'll be 2 of the 3.
Boston, Miami, the Suns, and Dallas. Who else? What's the last one?
Well, that's it. I mean, it. Yeah,
there's the Western and Eastern Conference.
So,
what do you mean 3 games? Oh, they're playing 3 games.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. I'm gonna take the under on this one.
Under. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like the under.
Did I miss something here? Yeah.
I'll take the underly.
Fellas, PGA Championship. Rory McIlroy finishing place. He's currently in the lead at the PGA Championship.
Nice.
2.5.
Irish brother.
2.5. Oh, what do you mean? He can't just. Isn't Molinari? I mean, shouldn't you play Molinari?
I'm gonna take the. Well, wait, real quick. 2.5. I mean, that's his finish. You said right?
Yeah. Yes.
So under, we're saying he's finishing. He's gonna win it or he's getting runner up, right?
Correct. Yeah.
I'm gonna take the under.
I will take the over. He usually finishes strong, but I think I'm gonna go the opposite this time. I'll take the over.
I'm gonna take the under. I'm gonna take the under.
All right, you guys, we've picked our horses for the Preakness. The starting gate of the winner, 7.5, epicenter, the favorite, is at starting gate number 8.
Okay.
Over. Over. Where's my horse at?
Yeah, your horse is Your horse is the 2 horse.
Ah, dang it.
I'm going to take the under.
Ballot. I already put it in.
I'm going to take the under.
Gosh.
I'm going to take the under as well. Stay under.
Makes sense. Yeah, more horses.
I've been under the entire time.
That's what I hear.
Yeah. Epicenter stunk, by the way.
It's comfortable space.
Is it?
Yeah. Yep.
What else we got, Lee?
NHL playoffs. Number of overtimes out of 6 games, 1.5.
Ooh, they've been pretty close.
Take the over because I want the over.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with Jonas on this. I'm going to take the over.
I'm going to stay with the under.
Lastly, you guys, I'm going to be going to the LA Fair today.
All right.
Oh, boy.
Number of deep-fried food items I consume at the LA Fair,
over.
1.5.
Over.
Over.
Agreed. Yeah. Agreed.
Over.
Now,
why not beer consumption?
And you're not going to spite yourself by doing the under, so we know it's an over on that. You at least got one.
And also, okay, so corn dog. A corn dog counts.
Oh, I'm definitely getting a corn dog.
Okay, corn dog counts.
Yeah. And the Oreo.
Fried Twinkie.
Are you going to go fried Twinkie?
If I find it, I'm going to eat that, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
if I can find that Twinkie, I'm going to eat that
like a dumpster.
I swear to God, Lee's body is a DeLorean off Back to the Future. He just throws garbage in it and it dysfunctions.
Ew.
Why is that necessary?
Don't worry, I'll get blamed for that.
Oh my gosh.
Berto, your thoughts to finish this hour. What do you
Oh, my God.
There you go.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Are your wiper blades chattering, skipping, or squeaking? Don't let streaks or smearing on your windshield compromise your visibility. When it's time to replace your wiper blades, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and see our selection. Our professional parts people will even install your new wiper blades while you wait. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without fingersticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com. /compatibility.